the chief diplomat of the world's biggest economy won't be attending a gathering of foreign ministers from the world's other large economies that starts Thursday.
I think the whole topic of the G20 gathering is one that I don't think we should be focused on, talking about global inclusion, equity, and these sorts of things.
That was U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on February 6, explaining at a press conference why he is boycotting the foreign ministers' meeting in Johannesburg. He continued by saying the forum should be focused on issues like terrorism and energy security. Washington will likely have someone in attendance, Rubio said, but it is just not going to be him. Rubio had also posted on X, noting climate change was on the meeting's agenda and said his job was not to coddle anti-Americanism. There has been a swift deterioration in U.S.-South Africa relations under the new administration of President Donald Trump, who this month signed an executive order cutting off financial assistance to the country. The move came after he accused South Africa's government of land grabs and mistreating its white minority. The South African government says no land has been seized. Ronald Lamola, South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, responded to Rubio's comments, noting the agenda had been adopted by all members of the G20 and carries on the themes from previous summits, like the one in Brazil last year. Here's the minister's spokesman, Crispin Fury.
Our G20 presidency is not confined to just climate change, but also equitable treatment for nations of the global south, ensuring that we have an equal global system for all.
After Rubio pulled out of the G20 meeting, the EU expressed its support for South Africa, as did several European ambassadors to the country in a video message, including Italy's envoy, Alberto Vecchi.
Like you, we are committed to multilateralism, rule-based international order, and more equity and justice in the world.
U.S. rival China also expressed support for South Africa's G20 presidency, and its top envoy, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, is expected to attend the event in Johannesburg this week. Russia likewise reaffirmed its commitment to the process, saying Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov would be present at the meeting. Some political analysts told VOA Rubio's absence could provide space for countries hostile to the U.S. to advance their agendas. Here's Stephen Grust from the South African Institute of International Affairs.
Will we see the increase of countries like Russia and China pushing their lines, their issues, their perspectives in the absence of the U.S.? That's entirely possible.
On Monday, Minister Lamola confirmed Washington would have someone at the foreign minister's meeting in Rubio's absence, though they said they did not have a name yet. Top U.S. officials, including Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, would also be present at a G20 finance minister's meeting in Cape Town later this month, Lamola said. In November, South Africa hosts the main G20 summit, after which it hands over the revolving presidency of the group to the U.S. It is not yet clear whether President Trump will attend. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.